Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is 5:30. It is March 21st. Thank you guys for being here. Thursday morning. Almost to the weekend. Hang on.
We're there. We see it.
Almost there.
The light at the end of the tunnel. It's there in front of us.
Sometimes I like Thursdays better than Fridays because it's like that anticipation. It's almost like Christmas when the anticipation to Christmas is so much better than actual Christmas, because when actual Christmas is here, then you just keep thinking how Christmas is almost over. I kind of feel that way on Fridays. Like, oh man, it's Friday. Yay. But oh, Monday's right around the corner. You know what I mean? I like Thursdays.
I love your analogy of this whole thing. Yeah, because we're getting excited the weekend's here, and then tomorrow the weekend starts. Cool, but Sunday and Monday, work comes around.
Yeah.
In college, Thursday was always the big night here when I went to UNLV. Thursday night was the big night to go out. That was the night that everyone just went out. Friday, people still went out, but for some reason, like, Thursday was the go big night at UNLV.
Yeah, that was our big party night too when I was in school, and there was always like certain like drink nights on Thursdays. Everyone out, no one went to class on Fridays. It was very fun. Kids, don't do that.
Did you ever have off Fridays when you went to college? Were you Monday through Friday?
I had my Monday, Wednesday, Friday classes and Tuesday, Thursdays, but my daughter for the past two semesters has had only Monday, Wednesday, Tuesday, Thursday classes. She doesn't have class on Friday.
So. Oh, that's amazing.
It's really nice for her. She likes it a lot. So if she wants to come home, she can come home on Thursday nights, which she's doing tonight.
Very nice.
So yeah, she absolutely loves it. She tries to schedule her classes that way.
I did. I did a Tuesday, Thursday one semester, and it was pretty much all day Tuesday. I was there from 9 a.m. to like, I had like a 6 o'clock class. This was back east. And that was so hard. And Thursday was super light. But that all day Tuesday, I thought it'd be great because I had so much time off. That going all day long, it killed me. It was too long a day for me to start so early and be on campus all day long and driving home at like 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah, it looks good on paper. You're like, oh, that's fine. That's just like working a job. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm there from the morning to night. But then you're actually in it and you're like, absolutely not. This is not fun.
How is Sophie doing? How's school going for her right now?
She's doing well. She's working on, you know, getting summer jobs, and she's working on internship stuff. She's killing it in school, just doing really well. And she just has some really nice friends that I'm starting to get to know. And yeah, she's loving it. She really is.
Is she going to go back? I know she had a great job last summer. Is she going to go back to that place, or is she looking something more in her field?
It's more in her field, yeah. But she did love that job. So, and they said, you know, if you want to come back, you can come back. So I'm not sure what she's thinking exactly right now. But yeah, things are going really well for her. And she was back last weekend because Twice was in concert and I got tickets and we went to that show. And then now next week they're on spring break. So
she's here
for her spring break week. So she's like, man, I'm really racking up those Southwest Airlines points going back and forth.
Yeah, she might get priority boarding moving forward.
Oh, she's already on that, baby.
Is she really?
She's been on it for a while. She's A-list, man.
Is she? Oh, that is huge
to
get that.
I'm her friend. I get to fly for free if I fly for her.
She's reached that level of
Oh,
my gosh.
I know. That's how often she's flying.
Laura used to be that status, and you don't realize how great that is.
It's just amazing. She's like, do you want to be my friend that flies free? I'm like, sure. Although we're on opposite things, you know. We get to fly together one way, but then one of us has to go our separate direction.
Oh, yeah. Still, though.
It's all good.
Sign up for anything, like Delta, whatever you do, just sign up. Because that stuff adds up really quick. You don't realize how fast those points add up and starts to benefit you. So.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Definitely. Well, we are happy to be here on this exciting pre-Christmas Thursday.
Yes, Thursday, baby.
So let's get the show started. It's time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Bust a Move by Young MC?
You run over there without a second to lose, and what comes next? Hey, bust a move. Just bust a move.
Do you want to hear Closing Time by Semisonic?
Closing time. Open all the doors and let you out into the world.
Do you want to hear A Moment Like This by Kelly Clarkson?
A moment like this. Some people wait a lifetime for a moment like this. Some people search forever.
Those are your choices. Get your votes in now. You can do it a couple of ways. You can tweet us on X at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page or just text or call us at 702-364-9400. We're going to count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1. You're going to want to hear this.
All right, we have more to come on the pre-show this morning. On the way next, what has closed in our city that you really, really miss? It's gone, it's done, but you still think about it. One business is calling it quits. It's the end of an era. We're going to talk about that coming up next. But first, the votes are in, and Bust a Move by Young MC is a pre-show. You pick them.
You choose the music. You pick it. We play it. It's Mercedes in the Morning pre-show. You pick them.
Mix 94.1, it is Mercedes in the Morning. You can listen live or on the Odyssey app. And here we are. It is the end of an era. It is the end of an era here in Las Vegas for one business that announced last week that they are closing their doors.
Wasting away again in Margaritaville.
Margaritaville is closing their doors. And it's so sad. Is it like on the heels of the death of Jimmy Buffett? Or is it like what? Just not getting enough business? A little bit of both? Do we know?
It was because of the lease. The lease is expiring. And
okay.
I just think they're just not renewing the lease. But it's been there for 20 years and the doors are set to close on June 1st. So if you want to go down and get your fill of Margaritaville, you have a couple months still. But come June 1st, it's not going to be there anymore. And that's been a part of the Vegas Strip for 20 years. And I was talking to some friends who, when the news came out, they were telling me back in high school and college, that's where they would go before their dances and stuff. And I think a lot of people had some fun times down at Margaritaville.
I've been to Margaritaville a couple of times. My family loved that place.
Really?
So when they would come to town, like, can we go to Margaritaville? So we'd always go down to Margaritaville and have some apps and some margaritas, and they loved it. So when I heard the news, I was kind of sad. I was like, oh, that really... For us, I haven't been in a few years, but that was definitely the place, especially my dad. He loved to go to Margaritaville.
Yeah. Is there, okay, what business, if you could bring one business back or multiple businesses back to Las Vegas, What would they be? Do you remember F.A.O. Schwartz?
Oh, no. Of course I do. We, like, had promotions there. That place was amazing.
That place was awesome. It was at the Forum Shops, correct?
Yes.
At the Forum Shops. Yeah, it was like two stories, massive toy store, and that's no longer there. F.A.O. Schwartz would be cool to have come back.
Is there a particular reason you wanted to come back? Because you're not, like, their target demographic.
I'm not. I just think it was a cool place. I remember, like, going to the Forum Shops and seeing F.A.O. Schwartz. I found a bunch of all these places that have since closed in Las Vegas that people say that need to come back. Obviously, Wet n Wild, we still have it, but the classic Wet n Wild on the Strip.
Yeah, that was definitely a big one. We're getting a bunch of text here at 702-364-9400. Sweet Tomatoes. We're getting so many Sweet Tomatoes texts. It's insane. And yeah, that place was great. Soup, salad. They had the ice cream. What happened to Sweet Tomatoes? Someone texted us, I miss Boston Market so much. This one says Bocce Burger. They had amazing Asian fusion burgers and those oxtail fries. They went up to three locations and suddenly down to one and then none. For me, I would pick, oh man, I miss this place so much. I loved it. Pickup Sticks.
Pickup Sticks is not here anymore.
I've heard there's a location inside the Excalibur, but I mean, like, the convenient ones. I'm not going to go to the Excalibur. I don't even know if that one's even still there, but someone said, yeah, they still have one. Or was it inside Circus Circus? It was inside one of the strip hotels. And I was like, that's not convenient for me. I mean, like, the regular Pickup Sticks places. I love that place.
Wasn't there one in Village Square back in the day?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Just everything. Like, the movie theater in Village Square. Mm-hmm. It's done. Oh,
bring back Village
Why?
Square.
Why?
Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. I'm bringing sexy back.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. Show number
2024.
And now, here's your host, Mercedes and JC.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show. It is Thursday, March 21st, 6 o'clock. Show number 2024. Sorry, I got nothing left for you guys.
It was the end of an era. It was so much fun. It was a really fun time in the show.
Well, we'll just have to think of something else fun and special to do. I do want to bring something up because my friends have been giving me a hard time about this. And one of my friends, they heard us talking to Billy Bush yesterday. I ran into Billy Bush. Who is he still hosting Extra?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's still the host of Extra. JC and Billy Bush almost worked together, and I was in Santa Monica last weekend and we were at the same restaurant, which I found out he's an investor in. I had no idea, and he asked me what I ordered, and my friend was giving me a hard time. She's like, how do you go to an amazing steakhouse like that and order, because he asked what I got, and I told him all I got was French onion soup and a baked potato, but I wasn't hungry that night because we had a late lunch, and so I didn't want to get a steak and be full or have most of it go to waste. She's like, how could you go to a nice place like that and only order that? And I was like, honestly, if they would have let me order off the kids menu, because they had like a petite filet on the kids menu, I would have ordered that. I would have gotten a steak, but as an adult, I'm afraid to order off the kids menu. I wish it were more acceptable to order off of the kids menu, or I wish more places would let you order off of the kids menu. I just saw last week, there's the survey that said 77% of adults say you should be allowed as an adult to order off of the kids menu. And it's not for price purposes, although that is an added perk, but it's just, it's a smaller portion. Portions today are so big.
Could Matt order the steak and you order a second plate and have some of his steak? Say, oh, we're going to split a steak. Because I do think, I do like the stuff that's offered on the kids' menu. But the only downside is if you come in there with a party of five and all of a sudden everyone orders off the kids' menu, now the server's bill is much lower. Is the restaurant making money off that food? I don't know.
Yeah.
But I think if you come in and Matt orders something regular, Sophie orders something regular, and you're like, I want something off the kids' menu, you've got two adults paying full price, and then it kind of balances things out. I think that would work. But if everyone went in, five adults, and said, give us the kids menu, then the restaurant and the server are losing what should have been a bigger bill.
And I totally agree with that. And I would never do that. Like, I would never say we all want kids menu items. Like, that's not cool. But then I think, what do you guys think? 702-364-9400. I think then that you should make like half portion menu, because I've asked before, like, hey, do you do a half portion of this? And some places do.
Mm-hmm.
You know who does is CPK, California Pizza Kitchen. They have these huge salads, but if you want a half salad, you can get that. I wish it was more acceptable, or you can call it like the adult kids menu, and maybe make it cost a little bit more, but I'd be more inclined to order off of that. They need to make smaller dishes for adults. We don't all want to eat a gigantic, you know, 32-ounce porterhouse with, you know, macaroni
with
and cheese
and
stuff. I want some of it, but I don't want all of it.
Hey, check this out. We've got your exclusive passes to the Teddy Swims Underground Lounge. That's happening right around 7:30 when you conquer the Mercedes in the Morning Mega Minute. And we actually have Teddy Swims coming up here in about 30 seconds. But up next is What's Trending. What do you got for us?
Olivia Rodrigo has new music coming out tomorrow. What happened? Details are coming up in What's Trending.
Something's got a hold on me lately. No, I don't know.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topic. Trending.
Mercedes in the Mornings. What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Olivia Rodrigo is trending this morning. She made a pretty big surprise announcement this week. She did it during one of her shows, and she announced that a new deluxe edition of Guts is coming tomorrow. It's called Guts Spilled, out tomorrow. She says there's going to be 5 new songs, and it's going to include new versions of the secret songs from the original Guts vinyl. She has these songs on the vinyl, but now you're going to be able to get them. This is, let me see here. She also teased a brand new song called Obsessed. This is a little teaser of this.
But I can't help it. I got issues. I can't
help it, baby.
Now, that song, actually, I take that back. That's on the vinyl. The deluxe version songs are Stranger, Scared of My Guitar, Girl I've Always Been, Obsessed, and then the brand new song that she's going to be putting out tomorrow is called So American. It's a big deal. People are really excited about this.
I think it's huge. I think it says so much about her, too, because her first album was a smash hit. And then when she announced the second album coming out, there were the doubters saying, oh, because a lot of times when an artist has that huge first album, the second album is not that, you know, kind of flops.
They call it the sophomore slump.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Sophomore slump. And she came out swinging. So album number 2 is such a big hit. She's releasing these new tracks. It says, to me, it says so much about her as an artist and as a performer.
I love her. I think she has such a great sense of humor. She's not afraid to poke fun at herself. There's that TikTok that's going around where she had that new crumble cookie that's coming out. And a guy was reviewing crumble cookies, and he got the Olivia Rodrigo one. And did you ever hear the audio from that? She actually used the guy's audio, too. Here's the audio from it.
Olivia Rodriguez, a little Mexican girl, they be crying. 0 out of 10.
Wait, does he get her name wrong and then calls her a little Mexican girl?
She's not Mexican. But she's such a good sense of humor that she took the sound and made a video of her biting into her own cookie. It's like 0 out of 10.
Olivia Rodriguez, a little Mexican girl, they be crying. 0 out of 10.
That is one of my favorite albums.
And she took it, made it a bit.
Oh, you have to look at her TikTok when she does it. Like, she's got the sync up perfect on it. And you know, she kind of moves her head when he's like, that little Mexican girl that be crying.
Olivia Rodriguez, a little Mexican girl that be crying.
That is amazing.
0 out of 10.
0 out of 10.
This is Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning, always live on the Odyssey app. It is Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning, and we need to find the March Teacher of the Month.
I'm excited about this. We only have one day left to get these nominations in, and I love hearing all the stories about the great teachers here in the Valley. So get your nomination in, whether they're a coworker, maybe they're your teacher, maybe they're your child's teacher. Nominate them for our March Teacher of the Month so we can honor them for all the amazing things they do for their students.
We do a random drawing, and the winning teacher gets a $150 Visa gift card courtesy of Findlay Chevrolet, an additional $150 Visa gift card courtesy of Silver State Schools Credit Union, and they also get the personalized Mercedes in the Morning plaque from H&J Trophies.
So tell us why they're so great. We want to know, like you said, random draw, and they deserve to have the spotlight shown on them. So let's make them feel special. Nominate your teacher today at mix941.fm under the contest tab. Entries close tomorrow, so get those nominations in. And thank you to Findlay Chevrolet and Silver State Schools Credit Union for making Teacher of the Month possible. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. I love having kids because I learn new things from them all the time. They're like so on top of some of the trends, and sometimes they make us look good, like we know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
And I learned so much from my kids. One thing I've noticed on TikTok, and I'm on there a lot scrolling and stuff, there's a song I just kept hearing and people were using in viral videos, and I didn't really think like, who's this artist? It was a great song, but I was looking at TikTok the other day and my daughter's like, I love that song. Did you know that song is called this by this person? And I'm purposely not saying it because I'm going to play it for you in just a second. And I was like, wait, what? And she's like, yeah, so-and-so sings this song. I'm like, no way. So then I really started listening to it. And I was like, wow, it's like absolutely blowing up. And my other daughter's like, oh my gosh, you can't get away from that song. It's everywhere. I was like, okay. So I want to play this song for you guys. I'm not going to tell you the name of the song because it's as easy as a Google. I'm not going to tell you the artist of the song because it's as easy as a Google. But I want to know what you think of it and who you think is singing it. Now, if you already know, don't spoil the fun, but let us know if you like this song. Are you ready for the mystery song?
Yeah, I'm excited. Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to play it here and let us know what you think. It's not a super long song, but I definitely think it's worth a listen. Are you guys ready?
Oh my gosh, it's labeled mystery song. That's
mystery
how it's going to show up
song.
On everyone's radios
mystery
right now.
Song.
Okay,
all
here
right,
it is.
Here we go.
Chicago, I feel it. Another version of me. I was in it. Oh, I wave goodbye to the end of beginning.
There you go. The mystery song. What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. Do you know who is singing it? You may have heard it. You may already know it. But if you don't, who do you think it sounds like? 702-364-9400. What do you think of the song?
First time hearing it, and I love the sound of that song, and I kind of have a guess as to who it is.
Okay. Do you want to place that guess now?
Because sometimes artists will reinvent themselves and kind of tweak their sounds, and record labels will play us this artist. I'm like, who is that? And they're like, oh, that's Jason Mraz with a new sound.
Oh, wow.
The new
that's
sound of Jason Mraz. He's
choice.
Twisted his style a little bit. I'm going to go with that's Jason Mraz.
Jason Mraz. Great guess. That is incorrect. I will tell you. Let me tell you a couple things about the song, okay? That song was released in 2022, okay? So it's not new, but it's gone. It's going viral now. And that's typically how things are on TikTok, where several years later, things go viral. I will tell you the artist of that song is Joe. D-J-O. That's how you spell it. D-J-O. The D is silent. Joe. That's the artist.
Did your daughters inform me that the D is silent? So I'd be like, that's D-J-O.
No, I've seen interviews with the artist and everyone's like, how do you say the name of
the D is silent?
And
I love
they're
this
like,
guy.
And he's like, it's Joe. The D is silent. So
what a great way to just poke fun at that whole thing.
That's it. Aspen actually, we're going to talk to Aspen about Joe. Hi, Aspen.
Hi.
Do you love that song?
I do love that song. That's one of my favorite songs.
Okay, so you obviously know it. Do you want to spill the news on who Joe is?
Yeah, sure. That song was written by Joe Keery.
And Joe Keery is also known as?
Steve from Stranger Things.
Steve what? From Stranger Things. This song is so good. Do you love it, Aspen?
I do. Dude, I've listened to his other songs, and I didn't know it was him until this song came out, actually.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? It's Joe Keery who plays Steve on Stranger Things. Aspen, thank you so much for calling. And the song is literally blowing up, but his singing like name when he posted his music online, it's DJO, Joe. But he says the D is silent.
Whoa!
Isn't that crazy?
It's a great sound. There's some synth into the sound, too.
I love it. Erica, yeah. Good morning. What do you think?
I love it. I'm 48 years old, and my 16-year-old daughter introduced me to it. And we love Joe from Stranger Things, so it was a no-brainer. But she's like, Mom, you got to listen to this. You're never going to guess who it is. And she played it, and I'm like, I love this. Who is it? She's like, it's Joe, like, so cheery.
Don't you love our kids who will teach us things?
I love it because I introduced them to Stranger Things, and now she introduced me to this song and his music. So.
That's amazing. Erica, thank you so much. Let's talk to Gene. Gene, what did you think? Oh, by the way, the name of the song is End of Beginning, just in case you're okay. Looking for it. Gene, what did you think of End of Beginning?
Oh, my God. I was so excited when you started playing it. And I was like, oh, my God, this is Steve. This is so curious. Stranger Things. Oh, my God. My dad's like, what? And I was like, yes. You know how we watch Stranger Things? The whole summer, everything. Oh, my God. It's so good.
Do you think we need to play it more often?
Yes. At least once. That's the minimum you can play it.
Okay. I noted. We're going to just have to make a note of this. Joe needs to go on the radio station.
That is such a great sounding song.
I know.
And I love it. Thank you for your daughter for introducing you to it and introducing us to it.
I know. We're getting so many texts. Like, our phone lines are literally blowing up. Everyone's like, Joe Keery, play this. I love this song.
Joe's a smash hit. It's Mix 94.1.
Hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it's brought to you by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
So Powerball and Mega Millions is like insane right now. There's nearly $2 billion up for grabs in the two biggest lotteries in the country. No one won the grand prize in last night's Powerball drawing. So that jackpot jumps to $750 million. For Saturday's drawing, and then the Mega Millions jackpot, that's teetering at $1 billion. It'll be worth about $977 million when the numbers are drawn on Friday. When we were in California last week, we bought Mega Millions and Powerball because it was starting to grow. We bought on the way back because we had to drive back, and I'm all checking my tickets when I get home after the drawing, and I'm looking, and I just look for the Powerball money number or the multiplier number, because I figure if that one's right, then we'll go look at the other numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And I had three of them, and I'm like,
no,
oh my gosh! So you automatically win money if you get the Powerball number, mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, so are you a winner? So then I start going and looking at the other numbers. The first number, I matched on one. I'm like, stop it. The second number, match. Nothing on the rest. But I won money still.
That's cool.
For a second, I was seeing this life of grandeur where I was going to be the winner of the lottery. And I was like planning on who I'm getting what and what I'm doing for them and who I'm sending on vacation. And then nothing.
That's part of the fun, I think, of dreaming that stuff up. You know, it gets up there and you spend a couple bucks on tickets. And that's part of the fun of thinking what you would do when you get that money. But could you imagine having that ticket? How many times would you have to read those numbers to fully digest the fact that you just won the lottery? Confirm them 10, 15, 20 times. Like, oh my gosh, these do match, right? Everything's on point.
I know. We know a couple, and as a joke, the husband bought some tickets and bought one with the numbers of the winning numbers the previous week.
Uh-huh.
But so it was after the drawing, and so he gave it to his wife. He's like, hey, I bought these a couple weeks ago. Can you check these for the numbers? So she wasn't looking at the date. And she's like, oh my gosh, we won. She's freaking out. And he's like, haha, it's a joke. I bought this after
they numbers. Sell those as scratch-off tickets. They did that to J-Love here at the radio station, some coworkers years ago. They're like gag scratch-off things.
Aww, so you're scratching that's so off. Mean.
And you're scratching it off. And I remember going, oh my gosh, I just won X amount of dollars. Then it's like you keep scratching and it says, you know, it's a prank or something. But they sell those as gimmicky scratch-off cards.
That is just cruel.
I know.
April Fool's Day is coming up, but like, let's not be cruel with our jokes, okay? Did you ever watch Selling Sunset at all?
Bits and pieces of it, yeah.
Do you remember when Christine was on? Christine Quinn?
Maybe.
She's not on the show anymore. Well, there's just a huge story with her. Her husband, Christian Richard, he's been arrested for domestic violence. I guess he threw a bag that had a glass bottle in it at her. It missed her, but it hit their child.
Oh, no.
Yeah. That so
both situations is oh no, throw something at his wife.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So her son was seen by paramedics. He did not go to the hospital at first. However, they took him into the emergency room in an ambulance later. She's been married to him since 2019. They have their 2-year-old son together. He was booked for assault with a deadly weapon.
That's just sad all the way around. The fact that he's resorting to that with his wife and her, but then the child is a casualty of his anger, and that's very sad.
She left the show. She really, she was the villain for sure.
Oh, she was
on her season, and then she left, and then, you know, they have new villains pop up. Steph, did you ever watch Selling Sunset when Christine was on?
Oh my gosh, Christine was a nightmare.
She was.
I really feel bad for everything that she's going through right now, but at the same time, I'm like thinking about only what I know of her of the show. She was not a kind person.
She wasn't, but no one obviously deserves to be treated. And you also wonder, how much is just for the show?
Have you ever met a villain from a reality show? Because I met one once. It was the girl from Big Brother. It was the Jeff and Jordan season. And she was the villain on Big Brother. And she got kicked off the show because she took her microphone off and she threw it in the pool at one point. She had a temper tantrum and she started throwing stuff. And one of the things was she took her mic off and threw it in the pool. And that, I think, is for some reason destroying Big Brother equipment, and that was, she got evicted. She got removed. They took her and immediately removed her from the show.
Chima,
yes.
Okay.
Chima. So about a year later, I'm at the pool at the Venetian doing a radio station, a thing, and the cocktail server is the nicest person ever, and we're having great conversations. And I say to her, I'm like, I'm so sorry. You just look so familiar to me. Have we ever met before? And she says, well, I was on a reality show. I'm like, which one was that? And she's like, oh, I'm Chima from Big Brother. And it all went through my mind, like, oh my gosh, I couldn't stand you on the show. You were so mean.
Did you say that to her?
No.
Please tell me you didn't say that to her.
I did not.
Okay, good.
I think I said I was a fan or something.
Oh, good.
But she was the villain on the show, but she was the sweetest person when you meet her one-on-one.
Yeah, I feel like they say, hey, look, you're going to be immensely popular, but why don't you be the villain? Like, let's be honest. What's reality in any of these shows, right? And so, I don't know. Is Christine that awful? They sure made it look like it on the show, but I wonder how much. And then she's like, okay, I've had my full fill, I'm gone.
And she gets out, yeah. And she still carries that weight. Coming up here next hour at 7:30, the Mega Minute, when you conquer it, those tickets to go see Teddy Swims. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Mix 94.1. It is Mercedes in the morning, always live on the Odyssey app. And I feel like we need to take a moment to take a deep breath and get some things off of our chest. I sympathize with our producer, Steph. She's going through a lot right now. There's a lot on her plate. And you're handling it with such grace and with such positivity. But knowing you like I know you, I see it in your eyes. And you're stressed out, aren't you?
I'm so stressed out.
I see it in your eyes.
I'm trying to have a smile on my face when I'm in the public. But don't worry, when I'm at home, James sees it and I do not hold back.
So why don't we take this opportunity for just, and I think this will make you feel better too. What do you need to get off your chest right now? I think that just that release of the tension that's balling up in your chest is going to be really helpful. If there's something you got to get it off your chest right now. What is it? 702-364-9400. And Steph, you go first.
Okay. So you all may know I have 6 weddings this year. One of them I'm very excited for is my best friend Jessica's wedding, and I'm the matron of honor. Comes with tons of responsibilities, tons of planning, and the one thing that I didn't think that would stress me out is the bridesmaid dress. Well, this place that she picked, it's online, and you have to get it delivered. So I ordered it a few weeks ago, and then the status came to me in an email saying it's been shipped. I'm like, oh my gosh, yes, I have a few weeks of the wedding, can try it on with different heels. A couple days later, I get that another notification that it's been failed to deliver to my house. So I'm like, oh, failed to deliver? No.
What does that even mean? Did they try and you weren't there?
So
or what?
From the status update, it said failed delivery attempt, returning back to the warehouse because wrong address.
Oh, no.
So I'm double checking the address. I'm like, I could have sworn I triple checked. I did again after I saw that notification. Everything looked correct. And it says, please contact customer service immediately to reschedule your final delivery. So I'm calling customer service. I'm emailing customer service. And customer service is the worst. I'm getting dropped calls. I'm getting transferred. And then once I finally get to an agent, they said, yep, we'll reschedule it. Don't worry. Everything matches on our end. And that call gets dropped. It doesn't even finalize my cell phone number. So last night I had enough. I said, I need to take a break because James works in customer service. And he says, hey, don't worry. Let's see tomorrow. If you don't get it, then let's try again the next day. Because he knew I was frustrated and I just needed to get that off my chest.
When's the wedding?
The wedding is May 4th.
Okay, so you have a month to get this dress, but then if you get tweaks made to it?
Right, if I need to get alterations.
Yeah. Oh,
or
gosh.
What if I don't like the dress? What if I need a new dress? I don't know.
Oh,
I wish we had a camera on
now. Do you feel at all better after getting that off your chest?
You know what I do? I feel a little bit of a release. So thank you guys for listening to me. And hopefully all of my bridesmaid dress worries will be hopefully figured out by next week.
Well, please keep us posted on that. And if there's anything we can do to help... Amy is on the phone. Amy needs to get something off of her chest. Amy, the floor is yours.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. What do you want to get off your chest?
I am in dispute with my insurance currently on routine blood work that has always been paid. And there's, for some reason, no explanation at all, not paying it. And I've gotten the runaround after runaround, also dropped calls. They transfer me to a department, speak to a manager, it goes to another person, it's in the wrong department. It's like the full runaround and nobody still, I've been doing this for 5 days can give me an explanation as to why this is not being covered.
Oh, man. And dealing with, like, insurance is the absolute worst because they never want to pay. They never. Oh, they're happy to take your money. But then when it's time for them to contribute, they never want to do it. It's so frustrating. I feel it. I feel your frustration, Amy.
I felt Amy's frustration. I felt Steph's frustration. We want to take the pain from you and absorb some of it.
Please, please. Hey, do you guys want to go to the rest of my weddings for the rest of the year?
No.
To more of Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Our exclusive Teddy Swims Underground Lounge is happening next week. You can't buy tickets to this event. The only way to get in is to win those tickets. We've got your tickets here in just about 5 minutes when you conquer the Mega Minutes.
I'm a little concerned about something that is happening in my neighborhood, and it's happening in a lot of neighborhoods. What is the scariest animal you've ever encountered? Someone put a sign up on our mailboxes, and it said something like, beware, coyotes. And then there was like a write-up about how they were walking with their dog, and they came across a coyote. So their first instinct was just to naturally walk the other way, mm-hmm. slowly, you know, just kind of back away. The coyote was super aggressive and was walking towards them, and then like front paws out, started growling at them.
Really?
And they were like, see you. And they ran out. They got out of there. That is terrifying to me. I've always heard like you should never, ever run away from an animal because then they'll start chasing you. But I guess in their case, they did. So there was a sign in our neighborhood. And then this morning, did you hear about that guy who came across a coyote up in Mammoth?
Oh, I saw that video. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, you guys, wild animals are not pets. They don't act like pets. Some people find this out the hard way. The skier at Mammoth, he really did miscalculate how a wild coyote would react to his offer of friendship. He posted this video, and it shows him extending his hand to the coyote, like in an act of, here, smell my hand. I'm one of the good guys. I'm here to help you. He said he was trying to help the animal because it was cold. It was snowing. So the animal cautiously just walks up to him. And the guy backed off a little, and then he bit the man in the hand. We have the audio from the video. Here it is.
Come here. It's cold. I know. You're freezing. You got a lot of fur, though. Ow! Mother son of a got me. Ow! Goddamn coyotes.
He's treating it like a puppy.
Well, it's a coyote. It's a wild animal. What did you expect? Him to start licking your hand?
That's how his hand out. Like, oh, I got some food for you. And the coyote is doing what coyotes do. Coyotes attack. Coyotes are looking to eat. Coyotes don't know this is some guy that's filming a TikTok video. Coyote did his thing. And the guy got what's coming his way.
He acts like he feels so betrayed. It's like, come on, man. It's
a damn coyote.
What is the what wild animal did you come across, or the scariest animal did you encounter? 702-364-9400. I've seen coyotes in my part of town. I've been in my car. I almost approached one because I thought it was a dog.
They look so cute.
But then you can tell because their legs are really skinny.
That's
really, really skinny and long.
Australian cattle dogs have those legs. So Jax has those. We have an Australian cattle dog. There's like coyote in them. It's part of their DNA. So he's got those long legs. So when I see a coyote, I think of Jax. Before we had Jax, when we had just had Zoe, I was taking her out one morning, and you know, before work, so it's early, it's like 3 o'clock in the morning, and Laura's out of town, so I'm taking Zoe out, and I just heard this, and it was an owl had swooped down towards Zoe, making its move, and it saw me, and then started to fly away. So it was making a move on Zoe. So there was an owl out back, and I remember going outside the next day to take her out and standing right over and seeing the owl perched on top of my house just watching us.
Oh man. And they're so majestic looking and just so beautiful.
Yes.
But they're really mean.
This owl was new. It's like he knew that, okay, tomorrow 3 o'clock I'll be here again, and he was just watching us. And then thank God the next day he was gone. He moved somewhere else.
Oh man. Shauna, good morning. What was the scariest animal that you encountered?
Hi, it's Shauna. I have a cousin who had a dog. This is last week, that was attacked by a mountain lion.
Yeah, they're running around too. What happened? Was the dog out in the wild, or did the mountain lion come to the dog?
Oh no, the dog was in its yard.
Oh,
in its yard, and the mountain lion. They saw it happen, and basically, her husband kind of chased the mountain lion, and he let go. But the dog is alive, thank goodness. But massive puncture wounds to the head and around the body.
Oh gosh.
Yeah, baby. Oh my gosh, that's terrible.
And they can leap high over fences. So if your backyard is secured with a fence or something, the concrete wall, they can jump on top and get in there
easily. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. You got to put up like a netting, like at a baseball game behind home plate, if you want to really keep them out.
What are we installing, Mom? It's for the safety of the pets.
Netting. So we don't have any mountain lions in our backyard. Like, they couldn't literally rip through that.
I know.
Hey, wouldn't that be funny to look out your back window and you see a mountain lion trying to jump in and then the netting stops them?
It's bouncing off.
It's like, oh, what the heck?
Here we go. It is now time for the Mercedes in the Morning Mega Minute.
And we are giving away tickets that money can't buy. It's a pair of passes to the Mix 94.1 Underground Lounge featuring Teddy Swims. He will be here for a private show only for our mixed listeners. And if you want to be a part of it, be caller 20 right now. You get to try your hand at the Mega Minute. It's 60 seconds and it's 10 questions. And if you get all 10 of them correct in that time, you're going to be joining us in the Teddy Swims Underground Lounge. Caller 20, you get to try your hand at the Mega Minute. 702-364-9400.
Are you ready?
It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
And we have our contestant on the phone. It's Megan. How you doing this morning, Megan?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We are great. How are you feeling? Are you think you're ready for this Mega Minute?
I'm definitely ready.
Okay, let's do it.
All right, Megan, you're playing for these passes to see Teddy Swims in the Underground Lounge. And you have 60 seconds to answer these 10 questions correctly. If you get one wrong or pass on a question, we'll come back to that question at the end. And the game starts now.
How many arms does an octopus have?
8.
Yes. What city does the NFL team the Bills play in?
Buffalo.
Yes. What boy band was Niall Horan a part of?
One Direction.
Yes. What TV show did Bob Saget play the character Danny Tanner?
Full House.
Yes. What is the term of an animal lacking a backbone?
Invertebrate.
Yes. What is Mickey Mouse's girlfriend's name?
Minnie Mouse.
Yes. What do people call the day after Thanksgiving where you get discounted shopping deals?
Black Friday.
Yes. What actor Jeremy Renner played what Marvel superhero?
Pass.
Aspen is a ski resort town in which U.S. state?
Colorado.
Yes. Which singer was known as the king of rock and roll?
Elvis Presley?
Yes. Actor Jeremy Renner played what Marvel superhero?
Iron Man?
No. Guess again.
Oh, come on.
God, that's the only one I don't know.
You were so on it. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, of course, this is going to be the one that trips you up. It was Hawkeye. Who's giving her the buzzer? Are you giving me the buzzer? Oh, Megan, I'm so sorry. My gosh, that it's just heartbreaking. Hang on the line, Megan. Gosh. What question? And she had extra time. I feel so bad.
When people play, do you have your phone to Google something? She's going to have time. She's going to have 10 seconds when she comes back to that.
That's a heartbreaker.
Even that Elvis one, she hesitated a second but came up with the answer.
She did great. That means caller 20 right now. You're going to get those tickets. Tickets money can't buy in our Mix Underground Lounge with Teddy Swims. You want to go? Be caller 20 at 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
All right. So this morning, I guess it might be over for Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly. Fans who've been loving their relationship might be disappointed. Megan Fox said in an interview that the engagement between them is no longer.
Ah.
Yeah.
Sorry to hear that.
But she does say that they continue to be twin souls. And she says that what she has learned from being in that relationship, it's not for public consumption. And she says she doesn't have a comment on the status of the relationship right now, per se. But she did say that there will always be a tether to him no matter what.
Didn't he do something where he got a ring put on that you couldn't take off without tearing your finger up or something like that with the engagement? Didn't he did something with her? I felt like he put something on. It's like, oh, this ring symbolizes our love, but if I take it off, I'll tear my finger up or something.
Yeah, there was like, it was made of something that was, yeah, it's designed to hurt if, Machine Gun Kelly says Megan Fox's engagement ring was designed to hurt if she takes it off.
Ooh.
Well, it's off. Must have hurt.
The pain of removing the ring was was worth it versus the pain of the relationship.
Absolutely. What do you think is the most popular dog breed in the country? What breed do you see the most of? And Steph, I'll bring you in on this too, because I know you both have dogs. You're both dog lovers. But what do you think is the most popular breed in the United States?
Steph, you go first.
I'm between two. I think either Frenchies or Labs.
Frenchies or Labs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
JC.
What kind of dog was Lassie?
The kind you said I look like.
Which was that? I totally forget now.
It starts with the S.
Shetland?
Shetland?
Lassie breed.
Sheltie.
Sheltie.
I'm going to say a Sheltie.
A Sheltie. Steph, I don't know if you saw this or you're just incredibly smart. Number one, French Bulldog.
Woo!
Number two, Labrador Retriever.
No way!
You're the dog whisperer.
I am. I go to the park every day. I interact with dogs. So I constantly see dogs on a daily basis. Wow, that is insane.
Yeah, so the French Bulldog's popularity, it's climbing and climbing. They went from number 14 in 2012 to number 2 in 2021, and then they came in first place 2022. They're just really known for being affectionate, playful, really adaptable to their environments, a pretty even temperament. Labrador Retrievers were number 2. Golden Retrievers were number 3, followed by the German Shepherd and the Poodle.
It's the first time I ever saw this breed, and it was sad, too, because Jason Kelsey had the same type of dog, and the dog just passed away last week. But my parents' neighbor have one of these dogs. I'm trying to get the breed of it. It's like a horse. They were walking this dog, and it came up to me, and the dog got on its hind legs and was able to put its paws up on my shoulders. This dog was massive, but I don't know what the breed is. Just a colossal dog.
Borzoi?
Is that what it's called, Jason?
I don't know. I'm guessing. Borzois are very interesting-looking dogs.
Mercedes, huge. I went outside. My dad was talking to the neighbors, and this dog was massive. And it came out to me. It was so friendly.
Is it an Irish wolfhound?
A wolfhound, yes.
A wolfhound.
Huge.
Oh, they're beautiful dogs. I don't think I've ever seen an Irish wolfhound before.
This thing is colossal. And the guy was telling me it eats so much food.
Oh, yeah. It's coming from the greyhound breed. They're like cousins. So I could see. They're big.
And I can hear them. And that's next door sometimes of the day. Like, oh.
Oh, my gosh. You know, we're talking about people that look like dogs. And don't you think that the Irish wolfhound really looks like a celebrity? I just can't figure out which celebrity it looks like.
Get a better look.
I'm seeing a celebrity, but I can't figure out who it is. It's like,
is it a Robert De Niro?
Man, you are good, Steph. That's exactly who it is.
Really?
Yeah, she said that, and I was like, it just morphed in front of my mind. Yeah, Irish wolfhounds look like Robert De Niro.
They look exactly like Robert
De Niro. How you doing?
That's what the dog was like at my parents' house. He's like, hey, how you doing? You know, March Madness Mercedes is going wild right now.
Yes, everyone, get your brackets filled out. Today's the last day because everything starts today, right?
Yeah, well, the NIT tournament started, so UNLV, the men's basketball team, is in the NIT tournament, and they beat number 2 Princeton.
Yay!
So they'll play Sunday against Boston College. And then the ladies, they're dancing. And their first game is on Saturday. And they play Creighton on Saturday.
But let's be honest, the big one's NCAA. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I'm saying the ladies, though, for UNLV.
No, I know. But going back to the NIT.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like, that's the one.
Hey, NIT,
watches.
Though. Hey.
No, hey, you're playing postseason. That's amazing.
So I have something very special for you. We don't have March Madness here. Coming up next, are you ready for March Plaidness.
Plaid?
March Plaidness.
As in like the pattern?
March Plaidness makes his debut coming up here in about 4 minutes on Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. That whole song, I'm like, plaid. What in the world is this? It is March Madness. So, of course, everyone is filling out their brackets for the big NCAA basketball games. But we don't do that here.
Mm-mm.
We're doing something called March Plaidness. I have no idea what this is about, but here's the good news. We have people to do it with us. We have Joni. Hi, Joni.
Hi.
Hey, you're going to be a part of March Plaidness with us. We have Celia. Celia, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, you're a part of March Plaidness. We're all going to find out together what this means, okay? What is March Plaidness?
Well, welcome to March Plaidness, everyone. And as we all know, plaid had a nice run in 90s fashion. So I made a March Madness style bracket of 90s songs.
90s?
March Plaidness.
Why? What does plaid have to do with songs?
Plaid had a nice run in the 90s. I went with 90s music. There's a tie-in to the 90s. Plaid, 90s fashion, so I picked 90s music.
Okay. The connection is really thin, but I'm going to give it to you.
Thank you.
You see, the
DNA is there. It is
so
my child.
It has nothing to do with plaid or fashion. It has to do with 90s music.
Plaid was big in the 90s.
Okay,
let's go with 90s music.
All right, I got you. You guys understand, Joni and Celia? Are you with us here?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, we'll start on the West Coast bracket. Here we go. The first round, the West Coast bracket. Song number one from 1992.
It's like this and like that and like this, Anna. It's like that and like this and like that, Anna. It's like this and like that and like this.
Dr. Dre, Nothing But a G Thing.
Okay.
Is taking on a song from 1994.
Oh, Loser by Beck.
Yeah. Who moves on to the next round?
Now, do you just want one of us to pick on each of these?
Yeah, why don't we do one? So
okay.
You go first, Mercedes, you can pick.
Okay, no doubt, I like you, Beck, but it's got to go with Dre and Snoop. Nothing But a G Thing. Moves on.
Dre moves on. Okay, moves on the first round there. Okay, nice. Very nice.
All right, let's do Steph next. Give
her
two songs.
Steph, okay, here we go. Okay. We'll go back in 1991. Metallica, going up against a song from 1990.
Can't do this.
Metallica against MC Hammer.
Oh, man. Those Hammer pants. I loved those. We're going to go with MC Hammer.
Can't touch it. Wow.
All right. Okay. All right. Okay. Joni is up next. Give Joni her choice.
Okay, Joni, we're going to go back to 1996. And this song right here.
If you want to be my lover, you got to get with my friends. Make it last forever. Friendship never ends.
Spice Girls Wannabe going up against TLC.
Don't go chasing waterfalls. Please stick to the rivers and the lakes that you're used to. I know that.
That's a tough one. What do you go with on that, Joni?
God. Why did you give me the hardest one? I'm so torn. My college best friend is a massive Spice Girls fan, but I love my TLC girls. So I'm going to go with TLC.
TLC! Nice job, Joni. That was a tough one. I would not have wanted that one. Definitely not.
Joni, just, you know, all the talking heads in sports were talking about that matchup. That was a big matchup, and people were looking forward to that one. Yeah.
The Circus Sportsbook is going nuts with that one right now. Okay, Celia, you get this one here. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, we'll go back to 1995 and Alanis. Going up against a song from 1996, No Doubt.
Oh, man. Celia, what do you do on that?
Yeah, that's a pretty tough one, too, but definitely Alanis.
Yay! Oh! Oh, I was hoping you would go with that
Alanis.
One. Buzzer beater, okay. Alanis.
So we'll go to you, Mercedes. Here we got the final four here now, okay?
Okay.
The final four of the West Coast bracket. We have Dr. Dre.
It's like this and like that and like this, Anna. It's like that and like this and like that, Anna. It's like this and like that and like this, Anna.
Against MC Hammer.
Can't touch this.
Oh, man. Steph, since you were partially responsible for half of that bracket, I want to collaborate with you on this.
Yeah, I think we should. I'm just going to say, Dr. Dre just got a star on the Walk of Fame.
I think you answered the question right there because I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah,
we're going to go with Dr. Dre.
Dr. Dre goes on and moves on.
Now, Joni and Celia, you guys have to collaborate on this matchup because you guys are both part of it, all right?
Okay, so we'll have TLC Waterfalls. Going up against Alanis.
What do you guys think?
I kind of am going towards Alanis, though.
I'm with you. It's that March Madness, and I feel like Alanis represents a little better.
Okay. Oh, I love it. We're all friends here. Yeah. We're so reasonable. I love it. Okay.
This is it. The finals of the West Coast bracket. Who's going to move on to the championship round?
Okay.
We've got Dr. Dre right here.
It's like this and like that and like this, Anna. It's like that and like this and like that, Anna. It's like this and like that.
Against
like
Alanis.
Okay, guys. Here's what I think we need to do. I think we just all need to go around and give our vote, and the one with the most votes wins. Okay.
Okay. Fair.
I'm gonna go. Okay. I'm gonna pick Alanis. My vote is for Alanis.
Oh,
okay.
God.
Steph.
I'm gonna go with Dr. Dre.
Oh.
Okay, Joni.
Oh man. Dr. Dre.
Okay, Celia.
Dr. Dre.
Okay, Dr. Dre wins.
Let's go, baby!
I love it. I'm not mad. I'm not mad about that at all. That was great. I loved our collaboration. Joni, Celia, you guys are amazing. Thank you for being a part of March Pladness, which had nothing to do with plaid. It was about 90s
music. But that was the West Coast bracket. Coming up next, we've got the East Coast bracket.
Oh, wait. There's another bracket?
West Coast bracket. Dr. Dre just won the West Coast bracket. Who's going to win the East Coast bracket?
Oh, we're going to need two new collaborators. Whoever wants to be a collaborator on it, call us up. 702-364-9400.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I'm Glennon Doyle, author of Untamed and host of the podcast We Can Do Hard Things. On We Can Do Hard Things, my wife Abby, my sister Amanda, and I talk honestly about the hard parts of life. Join us and guests like Michelle Obama, Tracy Ellis Ross, and Brené Brown as we have refreshingly honest conversations. New episodes are out every Tuesday and Thursday, so listen to and follow We Can Do Hard Things, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning, streaming live on the Odyssey app.
And March Pladness is back! I like this, JC.
Thank you.
This is great. Explain to everyone, if they're just tuning in, what it is.
We don't do March Madness. We do March Pladness. And plaid had a real nice run in 90s fashion. So I made a March Madness style bracket of 90s music, 90s songs.
Now, we just did the West Coast bracket, and Nothing But a G Thing by Dr. Dre and Snoop won that side of the bracket.
Mm-hmm.
So now we have to do the east side of the bracket. And we have some more collaborators here with us to help us out with that. We have Anna on the phone. Hi, Anna. How are you?
Hello, I'm good.
Good. Thank you for being a part of March Pladness. We are also joined by Raquel. Hi, Raquel.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, we're doing the East Coast. Are you guys ready for March Pladness East Coast edition?
Absolutely.
Okay, let's do it. I'll go first, JC. Give me the first matchup.
Okay, the first matchup from 1991. We've got Boyz II Men.
Oh, the East Coast family. Boys to Men, ABC, BBD. This is such a classic.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Going up from another song from 1991. Nirvana, Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Okay, here's the thing. I want to go with what I think the popular vote would be on this. And I would personally pick Boys to Men, but I think I would get absolutely crucified if I picked Boys to Men over Nirvana. So I'm just going to pick Nirvana.
You're putting Nirvana through.
Oh,
wow.
Just because, like, that was one of the biggest songs of the 90s, and people are going to be like, are you crazy? Why would you pick them? So I'm just going to pick Nirvana and just get it over with.
Okay, so okay. Nirvana moves on. So okay. We're going to Steph here next on the next matchup.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, we've got from 1992. And
my heart.
Whitney? We'll
yes.
Love you. Okay.
Whitney going up against a song from 1994.
Sometimes I give myself the
oh, Green Day.
Basket Case.
Okay.
That's a tough one.
That's a tough one. But my heart will always love you. So I got to do Whitney Houston. Oh. I will always love you.
All right. All right.
Okay.
Whitney moves on. Bye-bye, Green Day. Okay, Anna, you're up next. Are you ready for your matchup?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, Anna, we go back to 1992 in this song. In our family, yeah. Four Non-Blondes going up against a song from 1994. Well, there's nothing I can do.
Anna, what do you pick on that one?
I'm going to go with the first one.
Four Non-Blondes.
That was a game changer.
I feel like that was the upset of the bracket.
It is an upset.
That was the Cinderella story. They're like, no, there's no way. And that one ended up winning. Wow, nice. Okay, Anna, we have Four Non-Blondes moving on. And now, Raquel, are you ready for your matchup?
Yes.
Okay, what do you got?
We got a song from 1998, I believe late 1998. This song right here. My loneliness is killing
me. And I must confess, I still Britney.
Going up against a song from 1997.
And you're here in my heart and my heart.
Wow.
Celine Dion.
One of the most beautiful voices out there versus the princess of pop, Raquel. What do you go with on that matchup?
Honestly, like, I was bopping to Britney Spears, but my jaw dropped when Celine came on, so I got to give it to Celine.
Oh! Celine!
My gosh. All right. Let's narrow it down. Steph, you ready to collab here?
Let's do it.
Okay.
Okay. The final four would have, on the East Coast bracket, we have Nirvana. Against Whitney. No.
All right. Look, I'll just say my spiel, but I'm totally cool either way. I think the popular vote would be Nirvana, but I'm like you, and I love Whitney Houston, so that would be my personal choice.
I am going to agree with you because I love me some Whitney, so let's do Whitney.
Whitney!
Whitney!
Smells like Whitney Houston.
Take that, Nirvana.
All right. Are you ready, Anna, Raquel, to collaborate on your choice?
Heck yeah.
Okay.
Okay, we have the Four Non-Blondes. Going up against Celine Dion.
Discuss, ladies. What do you think?
Oh, man. I have to go Four Non-Blondes with this, I think. Ooh, I was going to say Celine Dion.
Oh,
no. Oh, no.
You got to work it out, ladies. You got to work it out. We'll be here all day.
Oh, I know. It's you against me. You know what? I can be swayed to Celine.
Okay, Celine! I can be persuaded by Celine!
Anna Katsinge. She's like, we'll go Celine on that one.
So the finals here of the East Coast bracket, we have, we've got Whitney Houston.
Oh, man.
Against Celine. On to the championship.
Seriously, two of the most beautiful voices ever. Okay, let's all go around and just give our votes. The most votes wins. I go Whitney.
I go Whitney.
Anna?
I go Whitney.
Raquel?
Anybody but Whitney would be a travesty.
Yes, yes! It's all Whitney!
Okay.
All right. So now we have East versus West,
yes,
which is Whitney on the East versus...
Oh my gosh.
They could not be any different.
Whoa, this is a big matchup.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. We need your calls and texts right now at 702-364-9400 to get the winner. We will play the winning song after Evanescence, okay? So get those votes in right now. 702-364-9400. The winner plays after Bring Me to Life. It's Mix 94.1.
Whoa, that was... so intense.
That is your winner of March Flatness, the best song from the 90s on Mix 94.1, Whitney Houston, I Will Always Love You, the votes. I was having a hard time keeping up with him. Steph was getting the phone votes. I was getting the text line votes. And literally, I'd mark them down and then like 50 other ones would come in. And Whitney Houston wins. But it was... it was by less than a handful of votes. It was so close, beating out Dr. Dre and Snoop with Nothing But a G Thing. You go from one end of the spectrum, yes, like one of the greatest love songs of all time, to one of the greatest rap songs of all time. I love it.
People were passionate. It is now time to win. We need caller 20. That phone number is 702-364-9400. You're caller 20. You get to play Heads Up, which is a blast to play, but you're also playing for a really cool prize.
We have a pair of tickets. Tickets for you to check out the Vegas Thrill. They are our women's pro volleyball team, and they're absolutely incredible. If you have not seen them play yet at the Dollar Loan Center, this is your chance right now. Two tickets to an upcoming home match. You pick the one you want to go see right now. Caller 20 gets to play Heads Up. You're picking your category and your partner, and if you get six answers in 60 seconds, you're going to be there. Caller 20 plays 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, time to play Heads Up, and we have Jasmine on the phone. Hi, Jasmine. Jasmine.
Hi, I'm here.
There you are. All right, you ready to play Heads Up this morning?
Yes, oh, I am.
All right, pick a category. There's two left. Do you want to go with dollar bills or luck of the Irish?
I'll go with dollar bills.
Dollar bills. U.S. Paper Money Day was last week. These are all things that are associated with money, okay?
Okay.
Who do you want to pick as your partner this morning?
I think I'd go with Mercedes.
Okay.
Right. Jasmine, 60 seconds on the clock. You get six correct. You're going to go see our Vegas Thrill. Can you start now?
This is a copper coin. It's the lowest denomination.
A penny?
Yes. This is the person you have to do your taxes. You give your tax receipts.
Tax preparer?
They're also known as, they work with numbers.
Accountant?
Yes. This is, you have to pay these on April 15th every year. Yes. This is, I'm going to pass that one. Sometimes the price of things get higher because of this. Like
inflation?
Yes. This is, if you take out a loan, you have to pay a percentage to borrow the money. It's called what?
A cash advance?
The blank rate is 2%.
Interest rate?
Yes, yes. If I have no money,
seconds.
I chapter 11, I file for what?
Bankruptcy.
Yes! Yes, 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 Jasmine. You caught it right at the last second. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Jasmine, nice job, and you're all set with that. You get a certificate good for two tickets to a Vegas Thrill home game at the Dollar Loan Center, and we'll have more of these tickets tomorrow morning with Heads Up right around 8:25. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning, always live on the Odyssey app.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Would you ever let anyone implant a chip inside your brain?
Yeah, as of right now, no, but I said I would never wear skinny jeans, and I do that all the time.
This is true. You haven't switched from that, so we're going to get you in a pair of baggy jeans.
No!
We're going to get you in there. Anyway, things are actually going okay for the guy who was brave enough to let Elon Musk put that Neuralink chip in his brain. His name's Nolan Arbaugh. He's 29. He's a quadriplegic. It happened in a diving accident. But thanks to Neuralink, he can actually move a cursor with his brain. They posted a video yesterday of him playing computer chess. It's crazy. He's so happy. He says he feels lucky to have been chosen for the experiment. He says he's learning new things every day. He said that the surgery was really easy. He was released from the hospital a day later, no cognitive impairments at all. And he's thinking about being Professor X for Halloween this year, he says.
All right, this is cool. That's really neat that he's able to do that now. That's a neat, see, that's using this thing for a great cause. I like that.
You know what? If you could invent anything in this world to make your life easier, what would you invent?
Teleportation? Is that something you're talking about?
Okay, so like you're on the same kind of wavelength as I am, because that's what I would invent. You know how back in the day, I just remember as a kid when my mom would go to the bank and I'd be sitting in the back seat and I'd watch her put her stuff in that little tube thing and it'd go, and it gets sucked into the bank and then they'd do whatever and then send back and it'd have a sucker in there for me. I want to make those, but for people to go anywhere in the world that they want with just like a open the door, Paris, and it just, boom, you're right there. Wouldn't that make life so easy? We're going to go on vacation this weekend. Where are you going? Ireland. Oh, okay, cool. There we are. We're in Ireland.
I like this philosophy better than the teleportation like you would see on Star Trek, because I think in Star Trek, they're kind of like dissolving, disintegrating the person. You're disappearing and then reappearing. Something could go wrong where you reappear and all of a sudden your both arms are on one side or something. Like, I didn't teleport properly. This, you're going in whole and arriving whole. I like your style.
Yeah, there's nothing. Because what if you don't get all the molecules needed to put you back together at the end? This way you're just shot through with some sort of a tube at light speed. Anyone out there, any rich people, any scientists that you can make that happen?
A lot of tunnels though we have to have for these tubes to go.
Maybe they're invisible tunnels. Maybe they're tunnels in the air. I don't know. There's something there.
But going back, was that not the coolest thing? Because I remember that. What a memory you just triggered. Going to the bank. I felt like my parents went to the bank all the time to get cash with no ATM.
Yeah, they didn't have any bill pay.
No ATMs or something. My mom needed 10 bucks to go to the grocery store. We went to the bank.
I can't even imagine my mom saying, what's your cash app? What is your cash app?
My mom writing checks at the grocery store. Okay, it was $82. All right. But that was such a treat. Continental Bank was the bank we went to, and we'd always get a lollipop. It was so nice.
We went to Norwest. That was our bank, Norwest Bank. Man, I don't know her name. Sheila, probably, at the teller. She was so nice.
Yeah, my parents.
Always getting me a little lollipop.
My parents did the teller. I think I told you this before. At one point, my sister went, she cashed a check, and they gave her like an extra $20 by accident. She was due like $20, they gave her $40, and my sister didn't say anything. And then my dad was at the bank later on in the day, and they said, well, Mr. Fernandez, just as a heads up, there's a mistake with Jenny. We gave her an extra $20. She got in so much trouble.
That's a bad thing about having like a neighborhood bank where they know your children. They would never do that. No,
she got in so much trouble. It was great.
This is exciting news. If you are a millennial or a Gen Xer, this movie is turning 40 years old. The Never-Ending Story. The movie came out 40 years ago in 1984. It was followed by two sequels. And by Hollywood standards, that means it's time for a remake. And that is what's happening. But this time, the plan is to make a whole series of films of the never-ending story. So the original had two sequels that nobody really remembers, I guess, in 1990 and 1994. The movie actually got a little boost back in 2019 when the theme song was featured in Stranger Things. Remember, they're all saying, the never-ending story. So that is coming back in a series of TV shows, I guess.
I feel like we just recently talked about this movie and some of the scary characters or scary characters seen in this movie where the kid got stuck in the mud or something.
Okay. I was prepared for this. Yes, we did talk about it. To me, that's one of the most traumatizing things I've ever seen as a child was when Artax was drowning in the swamp of sadness. It was horrific. It was terrible.
Who was Artax?
The horse.
That's
okay,
awful.
I have the sound.
Hold on.
Are you ready to relive this scene from the Never Ending Story?
I never saw the movie. So there's a pond of sadness, first off?
Yeah, it's like quicksand. And is it Atreyu? Atreyu's owner. Or Atreyu is the owner and Artax is the horse.
Okay.
Here we go.
Artax, please. You're letting the sadness of the swamps get to you. You have to try. You have to care. For me. You're my friend. I love you.
And the horse didn't get out?
No, because it was sad. It's a sweat. When you get sad in the swamp of sadness, it sucks you in.
I heard him say you're letting the sadness get to you.
Artax, please. You're letting the sadness of the swamps get to you. You have to try. You have to care. For me.
And they showed the horse?
You're my friend.
Yes.
I love you.
I'm never watching this movie.
I still think about this once a week. I do. I can't help it.
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
it's so traumatizing.
Let's get out of this, please.
JC, you have to get out of this. You have to help me. You're my friend.
Mercedes, don't let the sadness of that stupid pond get to you.
I'm sorry. I've gone down that.
Steph, tell her some jokes to change her mood and make her happy.
Let's play some Teddy Swims.
Oh, I got an idea.
Oliver Rodriguez and the Mexican Grand Prime. Zero out of 10.
Okay, I feel better now.
Something's got a hold on me lately.
Mix 94.1, streaming live on the Odyssey app. It's Mercedes in the morning. I was just thinking about that. How many times in my life have I said the phrase Mix 94.1? I think I've said it, like, I would venture to say millions.
Oh, easily.
Don't you think?
Easily.
We say it several times a morning.
Several times a morning.
And then
for multiple mornings.
and even on the days that I'm off, I'll still say it. Like, uh-huh. Where do you work? Mix 94.1. I've probably said that like 3 million times. I don't know. Is there a phrase that you say repeatedly at your job that's just over and over? You always say that?
Well, I remember like my producing days going, hi, Mix 94.1. Who's this? Very plain and simple.
Yeah.
Whatever your job is too. And I worked at the Inn at Lambertville station. Thank you for calling the Inn at Lambertville station.
That's everybody has like their phrase that they had to say. Steph, you said you've been hearing a phrase a lot lately.
Yeah. I've been to the post office a few times the past few weeks. And every time I get to the post office counter, they say, sorry for waiting or sorry for the wait. And I'm like, I don't even wait that long. I think it's something that maybe is engraved in them or something that they have to say the first time they greet you is, sorry for the wait. So at the post office, I've heard that a lot.
That's very kind. Like, hey, don't be sorry. Apology not accepted because you don't need to give me one.
What do you say at your job or what do you hear at your job all the time? Because I told you I got pulled over. I got a speeding ticket on Tuesday. I was doing 72 in a 55. It was on the 93-95 North. What is it? The 515.
Mm-hmm.
I had just passed Charleston, and it's three lanes down to two, and it says speed limit 55. And so there's traffic. I'm doing 55, but then it opens back up to three. And in my mind, when it opened back up to three, I'm thinking we're back up to 65. So I punched it, and next thing you know, I look in my rearview mirror, and there's the cop and. She has to get on the speaker to tell me where to pull over because there's no curb. There's no, shoulder. She's like, take the next exit. I'm like, what? Take the next exit to pull over on her speaker. So I pull over, and she comes up to me, and I said to her, I said, I am so sorry. I thought I was going with the flow of traffic. As if like, hey, everyone else was doing that speed limit. So was I. Why are you picking on me? So I said, oh, I'm so sorry. I thought I was going with the flow of the traffic. She goes, no, you weren't.
Absolutely not. Use your ticket.
I had to speed up to catch you. You were doing 72 and it's still 55. I'm like, oh, great.
Oh, but man, you couldn't get out of it.
Anytime I do get pulled over, that's like my line. I'm sorry. I thought I was going with the flow of traffic.
Well, what if everyone was going 100? Would that be okay? If everyone jumped off a building, would you still jump off of a building?
It's such a dumb line to say to a police officer. And the fact that she laughed at me, no, you weren't.
Sharon, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, is there a phrase that you constantly say at work?
Oh, yeah. I rent out scooters for conventions, and what I always say is, go scoot around, keep your arms and legs at all times, enjoy the ride. Don't drive it down any stairs, something. But if you do, I want to YouTube it.
Oh, I love that. That's so cute. Do people smile when you say that?
Oh, yeah, they just laugh.
Oh, that would make me want to rent a scooter just to hear you say that.
I know.
I'm going to make a video of this and like post it. I love it. Enjoy the ride.
What radio station are we working for?
Mix 94.1.
It is Mix 94.1. This is Mercedes in the morning.
And that is it for us this morning. We are headed out. If you missed any part of the show today, make sure you download the Odyssey app. You can listen to us live. You can check out some really cool stations on there. But yes, listen to us on the Odyssey app. Download that now. You can check out our podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And on our website too, mix941.fm. J-Love is on the way next. But right now it's time for the line of the day.
This is crazy. Coyotes, mountain lions, animal attacks are on the rise.
I had a cousin who had a dog that was attacked by a mountain lion.
What happened? Was the dog out in the wild or did the mountain lion come to the dog?
Oh no, the dog was in its yard.
Oh.
And the dog is alive, thank goodness.
They can leap high over fences. So if your backyard is secured with a fence or something, you know, the concrete wall, they can jump on top and get in there easily.
It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. You got to put up like a netting like at a baseball game behind home plate if you want to really keep them out.
So I'm doing now.
I mean, you don't have one already?
You can hit golf balls in your backyard and they won't leave the yard and mountain lions won't get in.
I just use it to catch really gigantic bugs.
Birds and eagles in your nest. Yeah. Help me, help me. That'll do it for show number 2024 of Mercedes in the Morning.
Did you miss any part of Mercedes in the Morning? Catch up now by downloading today's show on the Odyssey app. Mercedes in the Morning returns tomorrow morning on Mix 94.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Glennon Doyle, author of Untamed and host of the podcast We Can Do Hard Things. On We Can Do Hard Things, my wife Abby, my sister Amanda, and I talk honestly about the hard parts of life. Join us and guests like Michelle Obama, Tracy Ellis Ross, and Brené Brown as we have refreshingly honest conversations. New episodes are out every Tuesday and Thursday, so listen to and follow We Can Do Hard Things, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.